Okay, I'm Adele, Natural Roots NYC, and natural girl in this artificial world. And today is Wellness Wednesday, so we're going to get into nitric oxide. Most people haven't heard of nitric oxide, but in this day and age, nitric oxide should be talked about much more. So, first of all, what is it? It's a gas that we naturally produce that helps with vasodilation, the strength, stamina, because what happens with vasodilation, we're going to get more blood, more oxygen. Keep those in mind when it comes to what's going on now, with the sicknesses that's happening right now. That's a lot of what is missing: circulation, oxygen, and blood, because it's being constricted. So, it also goes down with age. So by the time you are about 40, you have half the amount of nitric oxide than you did, you know, previous to that. Especially kids. Kids have a whole bunch. Hence the reason why their energy level is off the hook. And you're like, how do they do it? Probably a little bit of nitric oxide boost that they have. So yeah, it also can be antifungal, helps with antifungal, antiviral, and antibacterial. And this little known gas to most people controls mostly every cell in the body. So if you have a good amount of nitric oxide, you should be doing pretty well, right? So things that affect it, that per se make it low, we're going to show what makes nitric oxide like depleted. So age, stress, bad diet, not exercising, smoking, diabetes, mouthwash, and acid. So you know they say that you shouldn't use antacids or mouthwash because, hold on, let me move this. Yes, so wait a minute. Okay. So antacids are a no-no because they block nitric oxide production. So you're trying to do one thing, but you're ruining another when you're taking the antacid and doing the mouthwash, especially mouthwash with the water in it, not the alcohol. You gotta do the mouthwash. Do the ones high, the ones without alcohol, because the alcohol is gonna block your nitric oxide and it messes up the bacteria in the mouth. So that's not good. So yeah, especially the diabetics, stay away from the antacids if you can, because it's going to block your nitric oxide. And remember, diabetes messes up with circulation. And what does also nitric oxide do? Circulation, vasodilation. So you're going to be blocking your blessing, as they say, messing with these antacids. So it messes up the bacteria that you need for up to 12 hours. So most people do it in the morning. 12 hours, half your day, you blocking nitric oxide. So yeah. And acids, mouthwashes, use with caution, put it that way. So now they say, well, what happens if you don't have nitric oxide? It increases your chances of high blood pressure, diabetes, heart failures, kidney failure, immune system dysfunction. Keep that in mind. Immune system dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction, of course, because you don't have the right vasodilation. There's not enough blood flow for the erectile. So, guys, get your nitric oxide. Yeah, so that's what happens when you don't have nitric oxide. So, that being said, you say, well, how do I increase it? Maybe you're over 40 and your levels are going down. So, you increase it by having a better diet. Most likely, the leafy green vegetables. So, that's your lettuces, your parsley, spinach, cabbage, good old collard greens, carrots, green beans, and beets. Beets are very high in nitric oxide. So you want to try and bring more plant-based into your diet, specifically these things. Also parsley, radish, celery, all of that. You know, with that amount of stuff, that's a nice, decent meal. You mix all those together, and that's a pretty fine meal. So it's mostly a lot of the vegetables that grow straight from the ground. You can tell a lot of these grow straight from the ground. It's not like the leaves, per se. So since they grow straight from the ground, eat your greens. The second thing to increase your nitric oxide is the polyphenol. So polyphenols is going to help with antioxidant, brain health, digestion, heart disease. Remember, nitric oxide depletion can contribute to heart disease. So you get your polyphenols and it reduces inflammation. So ways you can get those compounds is your fruits, your berries, chocolate, garlic, red wine, honey, nuts, broccoli, potatoes, beans. And honey is very good at increasing your nitric oxide by just using a couple tablespoons. It can increase it up to 40%. So these are all things that we pretty much eat anyway. But now's the time to really bulk up on it. Really plant-based and incorporating those fruits and berries and nuts per se, almond, chestnuts, and flax seeds. Yes, and your herbs and spices, all the curries, the basils, oregano, sage, all of that stuff are polyphenols, antioxidants. It's going to reduce your inflammation and keep it going that way. And then there's the amino acids of arginine. So that's going to help with your immune system, the kidneys, the arteries of the heart, wound healing, and removes ammonia from the body. You don't want ammonia in the body. Have you smelled ammonia? Do people still use ammonia? I don't know. So you're going to get that. Amino acid compounds through, if you eat meat, turkey has the highest amount. So that's going to help you get your amino acid there. Certain seafoods, dairy, if you're into that. Again, the beans, the nuts, the seeds. Whole grain food, barley, oats, oatmeal, brown rice, quinoa, all that stuff. And the nuts per se are the walnuts, the hazelnuts, almonds, and cashews. So all of this stuff is pretty simple to add to our diets. Light here, the sun is going down. So yeah. So those are the three things. Your leafy vegetables, your polyphenols, your arginines, aka the amino acid of arginine. And that's going to include a whole lot of choices that you can actually incorporate. So now, the other part for the situation that's going on right now, the reason why they can say, per se, without telling you really why, is they can say, okay, people over 60 can actually have worse chance with the RORO. I don't want to say the actual thing because, you know, works in their algorithms. So, but they have a worse outcome, they can most likely say, because what we just said, nitric oxide. What does it do? It increases immune function, and it's going down after 40. And it, without it, you know, you don't get good blood flow, a good oxygen flow. So they know, actually, what's going on is a nitric oxide problem in a nutshell. Because everything that was listed leads right into what they say, oh, over 40, you know, because you might have high blood pressure, you might have the diabetes, those people have a higher issue with the RORO. And they know that because they know nitric oxide is the cause of most of those things, or lack of nitric oxide. So that's why they can surely say, you know, the diabetics, the people with underlying heart things, boom, boom, boom. Because all those things reduce vessels and constrict blood and oxygen. So they know what it is, but the root of it is nitric oxide. But they won't say that. So you can also increase it by exercise, you know, is another way. Because what does exercise do? It brings blood and oxygen, so that's going to automatically stimulate your nitric oxide. But they don't tell you this, so that's why I'm here to tell you. And you can look into it. There's also supplements you can get that are beet-based. Most of the supplements are beet-based because, remember, beets had the highest amount of nitric. So there's chews, there's powders, beet powder, beet chews. You know, I like the chews because you can take it on the go. Just pop it in and keep it moving. You don't have to drink a whole cup of liquid to get the powder in. So check into some of those supplements, as well as, you know, having a better diet with those leafy greens. Super important. Now, another fun way to increase your nitric oxide, which who would have thought, is humming. So humming can increase your nitric oxide. And holding your breath, like if you humming, like if you like a lot of humming, like if you sit for a couple minutes type of humming, like deep humming where you feel the vibration in your nose, that's going to stimulate your nitric oxide. Hey everybody, I'm looking at notes and YouTube, so I don't see you when you're coming, but hey. Yeah, so humming for a few minutes, you know, strong humming where you feel the vibrations in here, because nitric oxide is created within the nasal passages. So there you go, humming. You could be anywhere waiting online, just be like, because what you do, you're closing off your mouth, so it's just, it's kind of like you're holding your breath when you hum. You can't hum and breathe, so the nitric oxide is building up. Also, they are, people had sinus infections, they had them like breathe in, and then when they breathe out, hold the breath, and then let that build up. Paused. Hold on. Oh, the signal went down. Yes, so you breathe out and then let that build up and hold your breath, and that increases the nitric oxide 15-fold compared to regular breathing. So humming, holding your breath, all of that is going to help your nitric oxide without doing very much, along with eating well and everything. Also, the nitric oxide reduces the replication of particular viruses. So that gas, certain viruses cannot handle it. So it's going to stop them from replicating, aka stop them from reproducing. And that's what you want. So I don't know how much you guys missed over here, because it froze up. And so I was saying that, okay, hold on, this is the Wi-Fi went right out. Okay, so what it was saying back was humming. Deep humming until you feel the vibration there. Because you can't hum and breathe, so technically you hold in your breath, which builds up nitric oxide in the nasal passages. And they've done studies where sinus infections, and they would have people like breathe out, like take a deep breath in, then when they breathe out, hold the breath and just let that sit, and that builds up the nitric oxide and it gets rid of their sinus infections, because it builds up in the nasal passages. And then when you, if you do that a few times, breathe out, hold your breath, maybe 30 seconds to a minute, you'll see your nose feels much clearer. That's nitric oxide. So you can be doing this stuff while you're online, waiting for the train, whatever. Whenever you think about it, just hum or, you know, hold your breath. And the other thing is, it increases the nitric oxide just by the holding of the breath at least 15%. So you're getting that easy nitric oxide without doing much. So, and nitric oxide also is going to help, once it's in the nasals, help reduce replication of particular viruses. So the viruses, they can't handle that gas. Hence the reason why nitric oxide helps with immune function. So if you have plenty of it in your nose, you know, say you might come in contact with something, it should either deplete it, or if it's already there, reduce its reproduction, aka replication. The more the thing replicates, it's going to take more to reduce that. So your nose is the main source of exhaled nitric oxide. So the breathing, the humming, the holding the breath is all going to help you out big time. Can help with the congestion, like I said, with the sinus infection. And you can tell that your nose feels way clearer after doing that activity, that practice. So the main point of all of this, nitric oxide, you want it, you need it, and you need to increase it by food, fueling the body right, all your greens, your nuts, your berries, all of that. Keep your whole foods eaten, you know, having your good diet. Move your body, get some exercise, rest, smile, because remember, stress is another factor that reduces nitric oxide. So, you know, be light, be positive, and hum, of all things, it's most simplest things, hum. And yeah, stay cool. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, okay. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll come as soon as I can.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, so sorry for that, had to take that school call. So yeah, so that's nitric oxide in a nutshell. Like, yeah, it's pretty important. So you can watch this back if you want to get the list of the foods and stuff like that. Yeah, pretty simple. So food, diet, humming, and holding your breath is going to help your nitric oxide. So everything that's happening now, the basis is lack of nitric oxide. So yeah, don't forget to look up those supplements, either powders or chews. Those help to increase it for you along with your diet. So if any questions, you can always put it in the chat or in the replay comment section. So hope you learned something about nitric oxide, something new. It's pretty useful. Yeah. So that's all for this Wellness Wednesday. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.